Well, good morning. It's morning somewhere. It's Blursday, October 8th, June 20 something. No, it's Friday, January 29th, 2021. So it's not about, it's 2 p.m. here, Mountain Standard Time, but it's morning somewhere, so good morning. You may be listening to this in the morning. Maybe listening to this in the evening, I don't know. It's morning in my heart. Yeah, there's a whole lot of nope going around my house this morning. It was like, nope, nope, nope. Little popcorn nopes. Nope, 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 nope. But, ultimately... I wrote this morning. I got 1,000 words in this morning on Semester in Space, which is, I was in a tough spot. I couldn't figure out how to move beyond it, but I think I did. And now I'm faced with a whole bunch of other problems. And the first is that my vision of this was that it was an Ishmael Huang story. And at its heart, it is. But I don't know how to tell the story I want to tell with using just Ishmael Huang's first person perspective, which is, I think, one of the stumbling blocks. So I'm not quite sure how I'm going to deal with that. I'll tell Ishmael's story. It'll be a quarter of the story. But, I gotta figure out what to do about the rest of it. I'll think of something. Telling... Dark Knight Station has got three POVs, three points of view. And telling that story from those three points of view, where they intersect, was an interesting challenge. It was great fun, because I didn't have to worry about a whole lot of stuff. And I was able to use different points of view to bring in extra bits and pieces here and there. So now I have a bunch of stuff that has to happen that's invisible to Ishmael. And I don't know if I really need to have it or if I'm just biased. Oh, this would be cool. I would like to tell this part of the story. Maybe. I'm not sure it's going to make this story stronger, better. But the nope was strong when I came to walking this morning. I don't remember what the temperature was when I got up. When I got up, it was 4 o'clock. I got to put a few things on the table here. When I got up, it was 4 a.m. And I curled up on the couch with a warm blanket and pulled my hoodie down over my eyes and slept until 7. So, the day got off to a bit of a late start. I would that every day started at 7 o'clock after a good solid 8-hour sleep. Makes all the difference. But it didn't. It was kind of a broken night's sleep, but I did get 7 or 8 hours in there, I think. Got at least a couple hours on the couch, so yeah, it's all good. But I didn't really want to go for the walk today. I was like, oh, I have games to play. I have books to read. Oh, I have so many books to read. But I hate to couch it in these terms. Because when I put it in this phraseology, when I use these words, it's not optimal, lack of a better phrase. I needed to walk, which makes it sound like a chore, makes it sound like it's something I have to do. When the reality is, the walk is really a gift I give myself. because with only a few exceptions over the last, God, what is it coming up to be? March 2011. So in the last 10 years, last 10 years, there's only been a couple of days where I got to the end of the walk and I didn't feel better when I got done than I did when I started. Good morning, or good afternoon. So that's the intellectual side. The intellectual side, I know that this is something that I really want to do, that makes me feel better, that actually makes me healthier and feel better. And yet, it wouldn't have broken my heart to sit there all afternoon and play a game. The game of choice these days is Factorio. There's a discussion going on in the Facebook group, the Golden Age of the Solar Clipper Facebook group, about EVE Online. And I'm pretty much done with EVE Online. It's the risk reward is not there for me. I don't get off on spending 2 or 3 days building something only to have somebody come along in 2 or 3 minutes and destroy it. And while I was doing really well, you can actually play EVE Online and never undock. Well, only undock long enough to get through the training, the tutorial sessions. And then, I have to check, I have to see. I wonder if I could make enough money as a free player. You can do station trading. You can dock up in a station and use that as your base and stay in the base and buy and sell and do nothing but trade. And there are people who do that. There are people who enjoy the game that way. There are people who enjoy the game by spending a couple of million isk on a throwaway ship and then going out into the relatively safe areas and using that ship to fire one shot and kill somebody, even though they know that they're going to get killed back. And that's how they enjoy the game. And for me, that's a problem. For me, I don't. I've come to the conclusion that I'm exceptionally risk-averse. Risk-averse. Which is ironic, given my current profession. But as I've said in the last few walks, I've been playing Factorio. And Factorio is frustrating because it's one of those, it's basically an inventory management game. It's a building game. And you have to mine the ore, which is EVE Online. And you have to convert the ore into usable products, which is also EVE Online. The thing I enjoy about EVE Online. Oh, now I got a problem. Afternoon.
Hi.
Howdy. I got a couple walking on the sidewalk and a guy on a bicycle. I'm trying to give them all enough space. So, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's just like EVE Online. Unfortunately, it's also a lot like Minecraft. And Minecraft is my kryptonite. Minecraft is generally the place I go where I am completely isolated. Like Minecraft, which has creepers to blow your stuff up and zombies to kill you. Factorio has biters. They're bugs. And some of them bite and some of them spit acid and There's all kinds of stuff. But if you can control your pollution plume, they don't get to be too dreadful. Unless you start the game with them at a place where I'm not going there. I got some big places now. I got some big nests. I don't know what I'm going to do about them. Well, hello. Prairie dog. Do you hear him? Coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. So, yeah, Factorio is a building game. It's a mining game. It's a resource management game. Inventory management game. I've reached the win condition. This playthrough was to try to get 3 achievements. Like a lot of Steam games, there are achievements that you can earn by hitting certain milestones. And so one of the milestones that I wanted to hit with this game was, it's called Lazy Bastard. And Lazy Bastard, you can't handcraft, that is, bring a component into your inventory and then craft them in your hand. You can't handcraft more than 111 individual items. And in the early game, that's a bit of a challenge. There's about 101, 102 different things that have to be handcrafted. You have to handcraft at least one in order to get the next piece together. And so you have to handcraft the first assembler. Because once you have an assembler, then you can use the assembler to do all the rest. But the assembler needs electricity. And electricity needs pipes and boilers. And so the various components that go into those need to be handcrafted. And I won the game at 104. I had 104 handcrafted items. So, to win the game, you have to launch a rocket. And I launched a rocket having only handcrafted 104 items. I've handcrafted more than that now. But I've won the game, so I made the achievement, so it doesn't matter. There were 2 others. No logistics. I didn't use any of the logistics tools. There was one more. I can't think of what it was now. But I got all 3 of them in this playthrough. And then the game kind of opens up, because once you've made the goal, once you've launched the first rocket, then you're kind of free to do whatever you want. So I've been tinkering around and puttering around and playing and doing more research to get better mining drills and speeding up my construction robots and basically looking to see, okay, there's a thing beyond winning the game. It's called Megabase. And the challenge, apparently the challenge with Megabase is to get it built up enough, to get your little map built up enough that your computer has trouble handling it. Now, what you do with all this stuff is where I'm at the moment. It's like, okay, I got iron, I got copper, I got I got stuff. I have one launch bay. So I've got one rocket that goes off about every hour. And yet I've watched these guys play with 7, 8, 9, 10, a dozen rockets going off every fifth minute and burning through 20,000 research points a second. And I'm like, I'm not sure I get it. I'm not sure I understand. But it's fun solving these puzzles. Because it's like, in order to launch more rockets, I have to have three components. And the three components are all very expensive to make. And ideally, they would all be automated. So that I can sit on my deck with a cocktail and watch all of the rockets. Which I always, I say that and it's like, I hear Owl City in the back of my brain. Where was I when the rockets came to life? And carried you away. Now, in theory, back in the early days of Factorio, apparently you were able to launch yourself in the rocket and escape from this planet that you've crash landed on. Apparently, I'm not sure what was supposed to happen after that, because I can't find a way for me to launch myself in the rocket. Not that I would really want to. I suppose that would pretty much end the game. But figuring out ways to configure stuff scratches my creative itch. It makes me think about things like the story. How am I going to create the story? I'm going to craft a story so that it tells the story that I want to tell. So, in my rationalization is that it's a good thing, and it is a good thing. Reading? I don't know. I do know. Deanna Chase. Oh, what's the name of this series? Deanna Chase is somebody I know from online. She's also one of the authors who was participating in the Paranormal Women's Fiction promotion, which has now spread beyond the original 13. There are a lot of Paranormal Women's Fictions out there at the moment. One by my friend Lisa Manifold, who I haven't read it yet, but it looks intriguing. What is it? Something Creek. Something Creek? I don't know. Anyway, that's what I'm reading at the moment. But according to my Kindle, I think I've read almost, well, last time I looked it was 19, and I finished a book since, so it must be 20 of the 90 books I want to read this year. I finished already this month. And to be honest, the truth is that some of those reads were just going to the book that showed 98% in my library and paging forward to the last page so that it registered as read. I didn't realize it wasn't showing those as read, didn't count them. So my count for last year might be considerably higher since I quite frequently stopped reading at the about the author page. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.